Hey, it's Chris Johnson. One of the things that bugs me about people is how they treat other people. People are dicks. People are dicks to everybody. People are dicks all the time, and I'm fucking tired of it. What the fuck is the matter with you assholes? It fucking stuns me how fucking rude everybody is to everybody else. I fucking hate it. It pisses me off. Why can't you just be a fucking human being? I'm not one of these people that think you deserve a lot from others. This is my basic thought. This is what you deserve. You just deserve to be treated like a human. That's for everything. If you're in a romantic relationship with somebody, the only thing you deserve is humanity. That's it. You date somebody and she doesn't want to see you anymore, and she just abruptly stops answering your texts and doesn't tell you why, that's not human. That's bullshit. I just think everybody deserves a bit of humanity. And I know the old adage, treat others the way you want to be treated, is trite and kind of douchey. Isn't it true, though? Everybody wants to be treated well, so why the fuck can't we treat other people well? And I think a lot of people are just assholes and big fucking dicks. They don't realize it, or they don't mean it, but they are. No fucking excuse for that. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You're on my shit list. But that's not as bad as the people who are huge dicks and are kind of proud of it. You ever meet this asshole? The fucking asshole that treats other people like shit, and they like brag about it. They beat their fucking chest and kind of laugh about it. This motherfucker, holy Christ, I'd like to throw them in the middle of the fucking ocean. There was a person at work that I overheard one day bragging about how she does that to people in like other jobs. I don't even know what the fuck she was calling or who the fuck she was calling. Let's just say it was a fucking cell phone company or some shit. And she's like, yeah, their service is terrible. Every time I call them, I'm mean. And I perked up. I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck's going on here? So I stood up and I start listening to the conversation. I'm eavesdropping. She's like, yeah, every time I call, I say like, yeah, I want to talk to somebody intelligent, which is not you. So could I talk to a manager, please? And I think to myself like, oh my God, you're just announcing to the world that you're a piece of shit. And not only do you have no shame in doing that, not only are you perfectly comfortable with people knowing that, you're proud of it. What kind of person is proud of going out of their way to treat other people like shit? I know that people are bad at their jobs. I know some customer service people are terrible at their jobs. Does that mean that you get to walk in there and just yell at them and treat them like shit? Does it mean that? When I worked at the radio station, the Scarecrow was like that. Scarecrow was one of the biggest pieces of shit that I've ever had the displeasure of spending any amount of time with. Guy was just a fucking asshole all the time, 24/7 on the fucking regular, just dick, dick, dick. And he would treat people like shit. Then laugh about it, like, oh, I'm an asshole. Oh, well, you proud of that? Yeah, congratulations. The fucking balls of these motherfuckers who brag about treating people poorly. And it's one thing if you treat a stranger like shit, it's totally unacceptable. But like, you're treating people you work with like shit. Like, you have to deal with these people on a day-to-day basis, and you're happy with that? A lot of times these people are just big fucking bullies. Like, the Scarecrow is a huge fucking bully. The Scarecrow thought he could walk all over people, but if you stood up to him and told him to go fuck himself, then he would cry and run to the boss. How do I know that? Because he did that to me. That motherfucker was totally out of line with the way he talked to me one day. He walked into the room. I was like, listen, what happened yesterday is never going to fucking happen again. You understand? You are never going to fucking talk to me like that again. And then he like ran out of the room. Was like, I'm telling the boss, you're not going to be working here anymore. And I said, tell the boss. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking email the boss right now. Tell him exactly what I fucking did. Fuck you. And I did. I emailed the boss. I said, yeah, fucking Scarecrow walked into the room. I told him to fuck off because he's not going to fucking talk to me like that. The boss didn't fucking fire me because why would he? I'm good at my job. I show up every day. I don't fucking bitch about anything. I've never had a problem with anybody in the workplace. And all of a sudden this hunk of shit tries to get me fired because I fucking stood up to him. Please. If you're one of those people who treats people like shit, I want you to go fuck yourself. You know what else bugs me? They usually do it in a situation where the person that they're treating like shit has no recourse. The fucking asshole I brought up earlier that works at my place, that called up a fucking like phone company or whatever and was treating the worker like shit, that worker has no recourse. That worker can't tell you to fuck off because it means their job. So you're gutless. Same thing with a Scarecrow. Scarecrow is going to bully people and then try to hide behind his fucking boss when you stand up to him. Gutless. My mom one time, when I'm growing up, we're at like a McDonald's going through the fucking drive-thru, and it was fucking slow. And then, like, she rips the food out of the fucking cashier's hand and is like, this is the slowest McDonald's I've ever been at, and speeds away. Gutless. You're a gutless fuck. Cut that shit out. Yeah, they were slow. It sucks. Just fucking deal with it and be nice. And here's the thing. If they're slow, don't fucking go back. That's what I do. If you're dealing with people at work you don't like, just shut the fuck up, get through the goddamn day, and go home and get drunk or something. I mean, there's no fucking reason to be fucking rude to people. There's not. How do you not feel bad? If you do something like that, how do you not feel in your fucking soul the least bit of disappointment in yourself? That is all I feel. Even if I'm defending myself, I feel bad when I'm a dick, even if I'm right. And most of the time people are dicks, they're not right. They're just being dicks to be dicks. And they feel no remorse for it. It blows my fucking mind. Maybe I'm not as big an asshole as people told me I am my entire life. Jesus Christ, doing a podcast like this, I sound like a big fucking pussy. I gotta fucking cheer myself up. So, I'm gonna bounce for now. But I'll be back Sunday and Wednesday with some new episodes. You can catch every episode on Podbean. All the episodes are there. You can follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play as well. You can keep checking out those Facebook videos. I'm gonna keep putting those fuckers up. People seem to like them. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And you can follow me on Twitter too, @JohnsonHateYou.